Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 22, the verses 1 to 14. Matthew 22, 1 to 14. Jesus again used parables in talking to the people. The kingdom of heaven is like this. Once there was a king who prepared a wedding feast for his son. He sent his servants to tell the invited guests to come to the feast, but they did not want to come. So he sent other servants with this message for the guests: "My feast is ready now. My steers and prize calves have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast." But the invited guests paid no attention and went about their business. One went to his farm, another to his store, while others grabbed the servants, beat them, and killed them. The king was very angry, so he sent his soldiers who killed those murderers and burned down their city. Then he called his servants and said to them, "My wedding feast is ready, but the people I invited did not deserve it. Now go to the main streets and invite to the feast as many people as you find." So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, good and bad alike, and the wedding hall was filled with people. The king went in to look at the guests and saw a man who was not wearing wedding clothes. "Friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" the king asked him, but the man said nothing. Then the king told the servants, "Tie him up hand and foot and throw him outside in the dark. There he will cry and gnash his teeth." And Jesus concluded, "Many are invited, but few are chosen." My theme for reflection is the paradox of worthiness and grace in the kingdom of heaven. The paradox of worthiness and grace in the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 22, 1 to 14, Jesus tells a parable about a wedding feast that at first glance seems filled with irrational and extreme behavior. Invited guests who should have felt honored and obligated to attend insolently refuse the king's invitation, even going so far as to mistreat and kill his servants. In retaliation, the king destroys their city. Despite this, the feast proceeds, and the king fills the hall with anyone his servants can find, both good and bad. The parable takes a further surprising turn when one guest, found without a wedding garment, is cast out into the darkness. This parable, with its shocking imagery and abrupt shifts, is often read allegorically. Traditionally, the king represents God, the son is Jesus, and the feast symbolizes the messianic banquet. However, such interpretations can lead to problematic views, including Christian triumphalism and anti-Semitism. Instead, let us consider the parable's focus on the dynamics of honor and worthiness. The story critiques the social and political norms of the time, illustrating how the rejection of the king's invitation and the subsequent violence reflect a breakdown in societal respect and obligation. The king's reaction, filling the banquet hall with anyone found on the streets, shows his determination to reassert his honor, not necessarily his inclusivity. The final scene, where a guest without proper attire is cast out, underscores the theme of worthiness. These guests, though present at the feast, failed to honor the occasion appropriately, thus dishonoring the king. My dear friends, this parable challenges us to reflect on our understanding of worthiness in the context of God's kingdom. It calls us to examine our own responses to God's invitations. Are we like the initial guests who reject God's call, or do we accept the invitation but fail to honor it fully? The parable highlights the importance of not just rejecting God's grace, or not just accepting God's grace, but also living in a way that honors Him. In today's world, the notions of honor and shame might seem archaic, yet they persist in various forms, influencing how we interact within our communities and with God. This parable urges us to consider whether our lives reflect the honor due to God, and to question the systems of honor and shame that govern our actions. It invites us to live out our faith authentically, aligning our actions with our professed beliefs. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how do you respond to God's invitations in your life? Are there areas where you might be rejecting or dishonoring His call? Number two, in what ways can you live more authentically as a follower of Christ, ensuring that your actions reflect the honor and worthiness He deserves? Gracious Father, we thank you for the invitations you extend to us each day to join in your kingdom's feast. Help us to recognize and respond to your call with hearts full of gratitude and lives that honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.